Paul, that's got to be hard to stomach.
A little bit. You know, obviously being 2-0 up, you want to try and see the game out, but the one thing we were up against today was a top quality team with a lot of internationals and a lot of Premiership players in it, so to come here and compete and get a point, look, we know it's disappointing being 2-0 up and not winning the game, you know, but there's loads of positives for us to take tonight, and it shows you how far we've all come as a new group in a short space of time.
Top quality team, but a top quality team that you stood up to, matched, and at times took control of the game.
I thought defensively we were magnificent. You know, when you come here that they're going to have possession. You also know that when you come here that they're going to create chances, just purely, you know, they've got Fortuny off the bench, who's playing scoring goals in the Premier League last year, you know, and they're top players, but I can't speak Kyle enough of my boys, the attitude, the desire, and the willingness to go and do what we asked them to do. And you know, 2-0 will fit the bar, which absolutely kills them if we go 3-0 up. And you know, and it just shows the character and the belief that we've got, because after they've equalised later on at 2-2, how Billy's header's not went in, you know, and we come away 3-2. But loads of positives to take.
To be 2 goals up at half time at a place like this, what was that dressing room like at the break?
We just calmed them down a little bit, told them that the importance of us keeping the ball, you know, because our team shape, first half especially, was very, very good. And as hard as we worked to win it back, we were giving them the ball straight back to them through our enthusiasm and our tenacity. You know, we're giving it straight back, so we just wanted to calm them down. We believed and we knew that we would get chances tonight purely because of the way we play and the players we've got in the team, and it proved. But you know, there won't be a lot of teams come here and pick up a point and play the way we did as well.
How pleased were you with the 2 goals that you got? Different goals, but well worked, weren't they?
Yeah, Theo, in the box looking sharp. You know, it was a difficult finish that. And if MD deserved a goal after the first 3-4 games of the season, it was Big Brownie. You know, and so there's lots of positives. We're all a little bit disappointed because you never like to lose being 2-0 up. We didn't lose, we drew, but it feels like a loss sometimes. You know, but really pleased that we could take something away from it, especially our fans were absolutely magnificent tonight.
Oh yeah, what a noise behind that goal.
Travelling over here on a Tuesday night with the traffic and after 3 home games and the cost of that as well, for them to turn up like that, it was fantastic.
Kamalo, I thought, was outstanding for you at the back. You might not want to single certain individuals out, but I will. I thought he was superb, and where they were having a really strong spell, Wigan, he was covering around Rob Jones, he was covering full-back positions, his pace was there to see. You can see why he's at Spurs, I suppose, can't you?
You can see why he's captained his national team as well. You know, with Bongs, as he likes to be known, and Reece, and even Richie Wellens and Theo, you know, sometimes it takes you 3 or 4 games to properly get into your stride. Once they get them under their belt and the team environment that we've got, we'll definitely see the better. And Bongs is improving all the time, you know, and he's a big positive for us tonight. But I thought everybody was. You know, you can't always shine when you've got the ball, and sometimes a lot of the work players do without the ball goes unnoticed, but it doesn't go unnoticed by the manager.
4 points out of Blackburn and Wigan, you'd have snatched my hand off, wouldn't you, if I'd have offered you that before?
6 points at half time tonight I would have done, you know, but it's a big result for us. And the one thing it does, yet again, after, I said it after the Blackburn game, for the players and the fans, it gives them belief that we can do well this year.
And Richie Wellens, how is he?
He's got a dead leg that really stiffened up at half time, you know, so we'll look after it. He'll be in tomorrow, and we'll see how he is.
You were in the wars a bit, weren't you? I mean, Brown got a knock to the head as well, played on, had the bandage, then took it off.
Yeah, Brownie's fine. A little bit disappointing because, you know, he's had his head kicked off, and 2 seconds later they get a free kick for the same thing. And, you know, 2 turning points for me in the game tonight were the header that hit the bar at 3-0, and then the foul on Paul Keegan just before they get the free kick for the first goal. You know, there's a blatant foul there. 2 seconds later they get a foul and they score from it. You know, and they're big moments in the game that officials have to get right.
Painter, though, might have won it for you again, though.
He did, you know, but Billy's been ever so patient, you know, through the form of Brownie and Theo coming in and getting his goals. You know, he's worked hard, he's looked sharp, and talking about Brownie deserving his goal, Billy would have done as well, purely because of his attitude with him being out of the team.